It is that time on a Wednesday. What's going on, Nashville and all of Middle Tennessee, or wherever it is that you are streaming 104.5 The Zone? We appreciate you guys for hanging out with us from 10 to 1. Lucas is here, although it seems like somebody in the radio ether is telling him to keep it quicker on the updates. You got the hook pretty quick there. We have a fun show prepared for you today. Now, we did not initially plan on having Voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, but because there has been Titans news that is relevant for over, you know, damn near half of the Titans' existence, with Jim Schwartz returning to the Titans coaching staff, Mike was kind enough to text me about 30 minutes before the show and said, "Hey, bud, you need somebody to help you talk about this?" I said, "Sure, Mike, I would love for you to come join us." So Mike Keith will be on with us coming up next. We also have Mike Miracles, a couple of mics today. Mike Herndon of Broadway Sports will get into the X's and O's of what a Jim Schwartz addition could mean for the Titans defense that it seems needed a little bit of a facelift. We talked about this a lot yesterday. We'll play back that audio that I kind of hyper-focused on during the show. The first hour of the show, at least yesterday, listening to Mike Vrabel talking about potential additions to the coaching staff. And I got in front of the microphone and I said, "Listen, we didn't listen to what the head coach said on Monday." And here it was, him talking about an addition that was coming down the line. Now they make the announcement official today. Shout out Brent Doherty of 3HL for reporting the news before anybody else. So we will cover that at great length. We will also have our weekly Bussin' with Buck segment. Will Compton, they had Arthur Smith on Bussin' with the Boys today. Now, he gave some insight into how he ended up leaving the Titans. A lot of people were pissed off about how quickly Art took interviews after that playoff game concluded and how Dean Pease ended up on his staff. So we will cover all of those things over the course of this morning. If you want to jump in on the conversation, if you have thoughts on Jim Schwartz being added to the Titans coaching staff as a senior defensive assistant, what questions do you have? What thoughts do you have? What makes you? Because the response on social media seems overwhelmingly positive, which is not something that I'm accustomed to. Now, naturally, when somebody spends as long as Jim Schwartz did with the Tennessee Titans, both as an assistant and as a defensive coordinator, you're probably going to have strong feelings about him. He is a part of, or was a part of, the most successful stretch of Titans football probably in franchise history, at least in what they call the Titans era, right? The last 20-plus years since they came to Tennessee. 615-737-1045 is how you jump in on the conversation. We will be talking about that all over the course of this morning. Now, when I started the show yesterday talking about what we missed out of Mike Vrabel's press conference, a lot of people accused me of being a suck-up, of waving the flag for Mike Vrabel and John Robinson too often, saying, you know, at this point, this is something that you need to take a step back and consider, because he wasn't just going to put that out into the ether without there being something actually coming down the line. And so when Mike Vrabel was speaking about this, I kind of took a shot at my work group, at Titans Media. I said we were lazy on Monday. We didn't pay attention to probably what was the most important piece of the questions that we were asking. Everything was about Shane Bowen and not what they could, or not about what Vrabel said in regards to them potentially adding more to their staff. Here was Mike Vrabel on Monday in his press conference with us Titans Media.
You know, again, very confident and excited about our staff, Jared, about the things that we're going to do, about, you know, a lot of things that we did. So, you know, again, I make decisions that I think are going to help the football team. And that's where we're at with the entire staff. Hopefully, though, there may be some more additions, you know, to our staff as we work our way through the offseason. But, you know, our staff's pretty much in place and excited about it.
Pay attention to what the man says. This is a good lesson for all of us media vultures who are seeking answers to the questions that best fit our narrative. Pay attention to what is said, no matter how easy it is to get caught up in just kind of the same old, when we're asking the same old kind of questions. Mike Vrabel basically told everybody who was listening that, yeah, we're not done filling out our staff yet. And here now, officially, as of this morning when the statement was put out by the Titans, Jim Schwartz has been added to the coaching staff as a senior defensive assistant. 615-737-1045. Evan is in Nashville, and he is up first here on 104.5 The Zone. What's up, Evan?
What's up, Buck? Hope it's going well. Like the move. It's a solid one. Say what you want about the guy, but he obviously knows defense. He's had plenty of success, and he knows the ins and outs. At the end of the day, though, I feel like it's kind of a backup plan, maybe a safety net. You know, tell me what you think. But in case Shane Bowen doesn't work out, there could be a smooth transition over to the, you know, Schwartz re-entrance. And for those who say he's more of a 4-3 guy, well, he could do a 3-4 hybrid like Wade Phillips did, you know, over the course of his career. So it could work at the end of the day. But it kind of feels like an extra layer to it might be he could be a viable backup plan in case Shane Bowen doesn't work out.
I appreciate the call, Evan. 615-737-1045. So there's precedent for that, right? It's with this particular organization. I mean, hell, there's precedent for that in the last, I would say, what, five or six years when Dick LeBeau and Ray Horton were here. When Ray Horton was the defensive coordinator and Dick LeBeau was brought in as an assistant head coach and also an assistant on the defensive side of things when Ray Horton was the defensive coordinator in 2015. This was the situation that Mike Mularkey kind of had going for him, because at that point, Ray Horton, in many people's opinion, was not doing a good enough job with the defense. So they brought in Dick LeBeau as an assistant head coach, as somebody who could oversee the defense, and there was the failsafe when they ultimately made Dick LeBeau the defensive coordinator. Now, I think the thing that is being missed in all of this is a lot of the analysis coming out of Mike Vrabel's press conference on Monday was that why won't Mike give Bowen a stronger endorsement? Here is Mike Vrabel's opportunity to give effusive praise about this guy in a way that makes Titans fans, Titans media, all of us talking heads, everybody, feel better about why Vrabel felt justified in promoting Bowen after a historically bad year for the Tennessee Titans on defense, particularly as it relates to third down conversions that they allowed. It was the thing that damned them the most, saved more than anything by their ability to create turnovers, right? That was the best thing that the Titans defense did last year. But what is lost in all of this is Mike Vrabel very much likes what he has in Shane Bowen. It can still be that Jim Schwartz can be a good influence on Mike Vrabel, on the defensive staff, on Bowen, on the assistants, on the players. And Vrabel can still believe in Shane Bowen as a promising young coach who he's worked with for several years. There's obviously a reason, because Mike's job is directly tied to the success of Shane Bowen, especially at this point. There's a reason that Mike Vrabel continues, I won't say to keep him around, but to bring him with Vrabel to a couple, to now several spots through Houston and now through Tennessee, through several years on this coaching staff. Mike Vrabel clearly has a level of belief in Shane Bowen, and Schwartz can be there to kind of be an extra set of eyes. Now, if it ends up going to hell, and I believe Lucas put this out on a poll on my Twitter account, at Buck Rising, is where you can vote on the polls. We put one up, said, who will be calling the Titans defense by the end of the 2021 season? 19% say Mike Vrabel, 23% say Shane Bowen. The overwhelming majority of you, 58%, are saying Jim Schwartz. Now, that could end up happening. It's not like that. There is no precedent for something like that happening before. Hell, Wesley Woodyard was just on this radio station a couple of weeks ago talking about Vrabel taking it over from Dean Pease for a specific game. Maybe that's still in the cards. Ultimately, Mike Vrabel is running the show. But what Mike thinks and what Mike is saying, I'll read the statement, the quotes that Mike Vrabel put in the statement that Titans PR just sent to us via email. Quote, we are excited to add Jim to our staff. He has a deep level of football knowledge and has overseen a great deal of success on the defensive side of the ball. So it is always good to add a quality coach to our staff. This role will provide our defensive staff with Jim's experience and perspective in the staff meetings and on the practice field. So it was a question yesterday when Brent put this out there, because the title that Brent reported was senior defensive assistant. Now, that would make him a coach, whereas there was some speculation around this hire as to whether he would be just kind of like one of these high-paid consultants that you see floating more and more around the league at this point. 615-737-1045 is how you jump in on the conversation. But it turns out Schwartz is going to be a part of this coaching staff. Now, we've seen a lot of interaction with this already on Twitter. Charles Green has tweeted in, Schwartz and Vrabel are alphas. Couldn't coexist with Vrabel. Peterson allowed him autonomy over the defense, talking about in his 5 years as the Philadelphia Eagles defensive coordinator. Remember, he won a Super Bowl there. Couldn't coexist with Vrabel. Peterson allowed him autonomy over the defense, which he may not have with the Titans. Well, clearly, Mike Vrabel doesn't feel that way. And in fact, I think this leads into an interesting conversation, because everybody, or at least everybody on social media, again, social media is a vacuum. We understand that this is not the place for the most nuanced opinions and perspective on stuff. But you guys were ripping Mike up and down prior to the Jim Schwartz hire, Jim Schwartz acquisition. Ripping him up and down because he's, you know, the accusation was basically that Mike Vrabel's an ego monster, that he's not willing to take outside perspective. Look at it. It's Mike Vrabel's boys club. They bring in all these former Houston Texans assistants. They bring in all these former Houston Texans players. Mike Vrabel just can't get outside of his own ecosystem, for lack of a better term. And then Jim Schwartz comes in and everybody feels better about Mike Vrabel. Patience. It's not that deep. You guys should trust Mike Vrabel, maybe not implicitly. We tell you all the time, do not trust anything implicitly. But you can trust Mike Vrabel that he is doing things in the best interest of the football team. He's not an idiot. He knows what he's doing, and it's been proven out over the last three seasons. Now, yes, you didn't get as far in the postseason as you would have liked in 2020 as you did in 2019. But there's at least a template for success there. And that's something that we're going to talk to Mike Keith about coming up next. The voice of the Titans is getting ready to join us here on 104.5 The Zone. Mike has seen a lot of Jim Schwartz. He knows him well. And now Jim Schwartz, after spending a decade here previously, will be returning and has returned to Tennessee. We will talk to the voice of the Titans coming up next. I'm Buck Rising, and this is 104.5 The Zone. All the vibes here on a Wednesday on 104.5 The Zone. We are anxiously awaiting the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, to join us. Now, Mike must have sensed a disturbance in the voice. In the force is what I should, not in the voice. God forbid there's a disturbance in Mike Keith's voice. Like, the cities would crumble if that was the case.
Can you imagine?
No, I could not, in fact. But Mike must have sensed a disturbance in the force today, because I was thinking, you know, I have covered the Titans for 5 years. Jim Schwartz was here for a decade. There are probably members of this audience who know quite a bit more about Jim Schwartz's time with the Titans than Lucas or myself. Now, this is a problem that we may run into from time to time. But fortunately, by the good graces of Michael Keith, he texted me this morning and said, "Hey, bud, do you need somebody to help you talk about this?" I said, "Yes, Mr. Keith, that would be very, very nice." Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Buck.
How are we?
I'm great, thank you. Awfully excited about this Jim Schwartz news, I'll tell you.
Okay, so that seems to be the consensus. And, you know, what I know from Jim Schwartz is the time that he went viral as the Detroit Lions head coach trying to fight Jim Harbaugh over a handshake, and then the time that he spent with the Philadelphia Eagles. Like, that's my knowledge base of Jim Schwartz. Now, I obviously read up on him and understood the time that he was here and the importance of Jim Schwartz to the franchise. Over what, I mean, you could probably tell me better than I would be able to relay to the audience. But you look at the time that he spent here and the staff that he was on and the players that played for the franchise during his time here, that's probably the best stretch of Titans football in the franchise's history, Mike, no?
Yeah, I mean, for the long period of time, there's no doubt about it. I mean, Jim came here from the Ravens, and he ascended very quickly. After he spent 99 on the staff, he became the linebackers coach, and then had a chance to move up to defensive coordinator. It's ironic because he was the exact same age as Shane Bowen when he became the defensive coordinator. And the irony of that is he was following Greg Williams. Mm-hmm. And in 2001, we had all kinds of injury problems. That was the only of our first 5 years that we did not make the playoffs. That team went 7-9. And, you know, he was sort of, I don't know what the right word is, but he took a very hard time because he followed the great Greg Williams, and then our defense wasn't as good in 2001. And some people doubted Jeff Fisher. And so what Jeff Fisher continued to do is they not only continued to bring in good players with Floyd Reese and the scouting staff and the personnel staff, but he also brought in veteran coaches to accentuate the staff. And there were men like Gunther Cunningham, Dave McGinnis, people of that ilk that were brought in. And then Jim Schwartz became his own entity. It's a funny thing. When you have healthy, good players, you become a better coach. And by the time he left here in 2008, I did every radio and TV show in Detroit when he got hired as head coach to sort of talk about his entire background, because I had been with him the entire 10 years and had seen his overall ascension through the ranks. You know, he did some good things in Detroit. He had some bad luck at the end, but he did some really good things. He got them to the playoffs. And, you know, then right after that, he goes to Buffalo and has a really good year as Buffalo's defensive coordinator, and then has a chance to spend time with Philadelphia. What you need to know about him, if you don't, is that Jim Schwartz is one of the smartest human beings you will ever encounter at any point in life. Not talking about as a football coach. He's got that. But he is incredibly bright. He's detail-oriented, and he is no-nonsense. That's really the sort of bio on Jim Schwartz. There is a toughness about anything he does, and there is a really attention to detail in all that he does as well. And so, you know, to see him now, 22 years later, from the guy that I met in 98, 99, I'm not surprised that he's had the success that he's had.
So all of that is fantastic analysis, just because to go back to the point that you were making in the middle of that answer, Mike, just kind of the same trajectory that it seems Shane Bowen is on, the comparisons between Jeff Fisher and the criticism that he was under when he promoted Jim Schwartz to the position of defensive coordinator, Mike Vrabel, the criticism that he's been receiving from fans for promoting Shane Bowen at the time when it did not, at least the optics did not make a lot of sense to promote Shane Bowen. This all very, very much aligns with the same kind of ascent that you're talking about. And we have much to see from Shane Bowen as a coordinator, I'm sure. But I guess the biggest question that I seem to be getting, or that fans seem to be asking, is how will his role as a senior defensive assistant, talking about Jim Schwartz, kind of influence what goes on with this coaching staff? Because that was basically the question after we saw Brent report that it was going to be Jim. You know, what was his role going to be? Is he going to be one of these very well-paid consultants that you see across the league right now? Not necessarily a day-to-day coach, but he is officially a member of the coaching staff. And then it becomes a question, well, you know, for somebody who does have the background and who does have the accolades of Jim Schwartz, how much influence is he going to have over this situation? Whereas Bowen is a young and up and coming coordinator, Mike Vrabel is somebody who is known for being involved with the defense and all aspects of the football team very heavily. How does Schwartz, I guess, factor in?
Great question. And here's what I'm going to surmise, because I haven't been told specifically, and obviously we haven't heard from Jim yet either.
Right.
But Jim is at a point in his life. Jim's mid-50s. He has kids at a point that some are in college, some are about to go off to college. He's been on the grind, the serious grind, as far as coaching for over 30 years. You know, he went to Georgetown, and he worked his way up. He did personnel things to start with. I mean, he has a really, really extensive background in football overall. But this is one of the hardest workers I've ever been around. One of the biggest grinders. I'm not going to say the biggest grinder because that wouldn't be fair to a lot of people, but he's right at the top of the list. So he made it clear when he left Philly that he wanted to take a year off and take a step back. And I get it. You know, I get where he is in his life at this point that he kind of wanted to pull off the trigger. And so, I mean, I think we could safely assume that this didn't happen Monday, right?
Correct.
That there's been a conversation about this for a long period of time in figuring how it's going to work. And so one would think that it's going to evolve, you know, that the situation is going to be something where Jim is going to kind of figure it out. Mike's going to figure it out. Shane's going to figure it out. John Robinson's going to figure it out. And they're going to let it sort of unspool. And they've been talking about it for some period of time about how it might work. Listen, Shane reminds me a lot of Jim in that, now he's a different personality, but he's that kind of worker and he is really, really bright in his own right and he relates to players well. So to see this sort of come around the block, much like Gunther Cunningham and Dave McGinnis and others did for Jim Schwartz 20 years ago, it makes a tremendous amount of sense. Knowing Jim and how much he respects the game, how much he loves this town, and he loves this organization. He always did. He's always spoken very highly of the Titans. His family lives here. You know, those things always mattered very much to them. I would think he sees an opportunity to make a contribution to stay in the game and maybe have a little bit of normalcy in his life at a point where those things are important. And, you know, that's kind of how it looks from the outside and why it feels like it's taken a little while to get it worked out and now it's being announced.
Mike Keyes.
I don't know if that makes sense, but that's how it looks from afar. I don't think Jim wants to come in and take over.
Right.
I don't think that's how he senses it. I think Jim wants to stay in the game and be part of the process.
Mike Keith, voice of the Titans, here with us on 104.5 The Zone. Make sure you check out the official Titans podcast. OTP is pumping out great content right now, wherever it is that you get your favorite podcast. Mike and Amy Wells, as well as Rhett Bryan, Coach Mack, Jim Wyatt, they do a great job with the podcast. So that's the thing, I guess, that I'm kind of looking at this, Mike, and saying, I think we're getting too caught up, and not to parrot what Vrabel said at the end of the season about Bowen, but, like, I think we're getting too caught up in titles. I think that right. Everybody looks at the titles of defensive coordinator or senior defensive assistant or outside linebackers coach and assumes that that is the only thing that those individual coaches are responsible for, even though senior defensive assistant kind of lends itself more across the board. That's, I think, the point that Vrabel has been trying to get across to us in these Zoom press conferences. Is that, like, look, guys, like, Bowen is coordinating the defense, but ultimately everybody has a hand in making this thing go for Sundays. There is a portion of each responsibility, or everybody has a role within the building of the defense for that particular week, for that particular game plan. And I think people just get so wrapped up in titles because, you know, like everything in life, Mike, it's got to be laid out plainly, and then we have to take it as gospel. Otherwise, we don't know what to do with ourselves.
Well, and that's true. And I mean, I get it. I mean, the defense wasn't very good last year.
Right.
It just wasn't. I mean, that's a fact. Statistics and otherwise, it was not a very good defense in 2020. It was not as good a defense as it was in 18 and 19. So Mike's been working on it for some time. You know, Mike's been trying to figure out the right formula. And you see the style of player they have gone after in free agency, and Willie McGinnis was on NFL Network, I guess, two nights ago.
Saw that.
And he said that the Titans wanted Bud Dupree because Bud Dupree does all the things Mike Vrabel did when he played. The versatility in terms of being able to rush the passer from a three-point stance, standing up, cover the pass, play the run. So you're seeing a different style of player being brought in. Janoris Jenkins, a faster corner than what Malcolm Butler was. Malcolm Butler's a good player, but he's a faster corner overall. And you're kind of seeing some trends with what they're bringing in terms of how they want to vary it. Now, you're doing the same thing with the coaching staff. You say, okay, we've got some good teachers. We know what we're doing. The Titans weren't talented enough last year on defense. That was the biggest issue. They weren't good enough. Now, some of that was injury. I get it. But what are you going to do first and foremost? You're going to get better players. And then you're going to try to put together a group that gives you a chance to teach them in a way that makes them more successful. And you said it, Buck, on a week-to-week basis. You don't roll out in a straight 3-4 defense every week. You don't run the same 11 guys onto the field to start every game lined up in the same place every week. So it takes being able to have not only movable parts in terms of the players, but also a coaching staff to see different puzzles. It's like a teacher teaching a different chapter in a class every single week. And, you know, sometimes some teachers know a little bit more about a particular class. The thing I'll say about Jim Schwartz, he sure does know Carson Wentz, doesn't he?
That's the first thing that I think Titans fans thought about. It was like, oh, look at this. The Colts are running out there with Carson Wentz, and that's probably at this point, given everything that's going on with Jacksonville and Houston, that's probably the greatest threat to the Titans within the division. And look who is quarterbacking the Indianapolis Colts, somebody who is intimately, who Jim Schwartz is intimately familiar with, both strengths and weaknesses.
And see, I don't think that's why they've gotten Jim to sign up to be part of the Titans.
No.
Again. I don't think that's the reason. But my point is there are inherent benefits and there are inherent things. Jim's always been great on third down. Great on third down. Jim's always been fantastic red zone-wise. Now, Jim has always gotten a lot of sacks. He's done it running a little bit different defense. So can he bring in some principles? Because when the Titans were here with Jim Schwartz, they were a 4-3 team. They've split the ends out wide on defense and rushed, you know, in a different way. But because he's part of the Belichick tree to start with, and remember, Robinson's part of the Belichick tree, and Vrabel's part of the Belichick tree. I mean, that's where these people all come from. The multiplicity. Is that a word? I think it is.
I believe so. Hell, Mike, it's a drinking game in our press conferences at this point. Every time I hear front multiplicity or versatility.
Yeah. Well, fair. Let me know when you're starting that on the next one. Anyway, so the bottom line is that's what you're having to do. And you're going to have some weeks that Jim Schwartz's knowledgeable is going to be incredibly valuable, maybe more than other staffs. Maybe you're going to have members of the staff, I should say. You're going to have weeks where Jim Haslett probably has a little better insight in a different way. Those are the sorts of things that you look for in a staff. And, I mean, listen, Jim Schwartz as a coach, he's a three-hole hitter. I mean, if you're talking about a baseball lineup, you're talking, and he loves baseball, so he'd probably like this. I mean, he's a guy, you've just added a guy that you're going to hit in the three hole.
Right.
I mean, he's an all-star, and it's a great thing for the Titans. It's a great thing for Vrabel, and I think it's really a special thing for Shane Bowen as a young coach, too, to have somebody like this that he's now going to be able to lean on in this way. And hopefully, it's going to be something exciting for Jim. At this point in his life, I would assume he's very excited to be back involved with this organization. Like I said, I haven't had a chance to talk with him yet, but I know he holds the Titans in high regard, and that's special to us. You know, that's special to us because he comes from those days of awfully good things happening for our football team. I mean, going to the playoffs 6 times while he was here, that's pretty good.
Well, I think that's kind of a unique thing about the Titans, Mike. Mike Keith, voice of the Titans, here with us on 104.5 The Zone. With how long this franchise has been around, now obviously it goes back to the roots with the Houston Oilers for decades upon decades before they were made the Tennessee Titans, but it's almost like a college feel a little bit where you so rarely, and Vrabel talked about this on Monday, you so rarely have that kind of loyalty in the NFL to a team that you've kind of started with or that you've kind of come up with. And I feel like that's the vibes that I'm getting from Titans fans about Jim Schwartz is he was here from the ground up and was, as we mentioned, responsible or a part of the staff that was responsible for such a great stretch of Titans football in those early days. I think that's, you know, I think that means something where it so rarely happens in the NFL.
And it goes beyond that too, Buck. I think it's about the fact that he and his family loved living here so much they came back and, you know, raised kids here. And, you know, I know his son Christian played at NBA and, you know, he stayed involved in those ways. I mean, he snuck back here for ball games at different points. And when people love your community and they have that feel, I mean, you would spot him at the grocery store occasionally. Like, that's Jim Schwartz.
I'm pretty sure, Mike, I saw him. I used to live in Bellevue when I first got here, and I was like out walking at Edwin Werner Park, and there was some dude that looked just like Jim Schwartz walking a dog, and I was like, I swear to God, that's Jim Schwartz.
Right.
But I have no idea. Like, I to this day, I swear.
Well, and it probably was, but you know, that's a thing we appreciate in this community. We like people who, you know, Jeff Fisher came back here, and Coach Mack chose to come back here. One of the reasons he wanted to work with us on the radio is he wanted to live here again. That's good stuff, and you know, that's how we feel about the overall community, and people feel good about our organization right now. Listening to Bud Dupree say, when his agent told him the Titans were interested, he said, get that done. That's what you want to hear. And unfortunately, it wasn't always like that. But there's a great vibe about the city. There's a great vibe about the region. And I think there is a great vibe about our organization, starting with ownership down. You never hear anything about our ownership that is anything but incredibly positive. It's like the story that has just come out today in the Tennessean, and Brad Smith has just put it out on the Tennessean's website about the sensory room that Dominique Wilkins worked with Jason Isbell on inside Nissan Stadium, trying to make it a better place. There's just a lot of good things on and off the field happening with the organization, and when you have that positive energy, people want to be a part of it. And the fact that we're in this community adds to that positive energy.
Look at Mike Keith. I can hear you glowing through the phone. And it really is something that it certainly wasn't the way when I got here 5 years ago, Mike. And now to see the kind of turnaround and the vibes that being a part of this organization or playing for this organization, coaching for this organization, being a part of the broadcast team like Coach Mack wanted to do, it's very, very clear and obvious to everybody that it's just a different place that the Tennessee Titans as an organization find themselves in. Mike, man, I really appreciate you reaching out this morning. This has been a really, really informative conversation. I know the audience appreciates the hell out of it, but I do too, because you bailed me out, buddy. I would have sounded a lot less smart if you hadn't come on the show.
Well, you're nice to say that, Buck, but I just, you know, seen the reaction of Titans fans last night from Brent's report and this morning when it became official. And, you know, do they have reason to be excited? You bet they did. I mean, anytime you add a mind like this and a person like Jim Schwartz, it makes the whole organization, not only our football team, but the whole organization better. I can't wait. When we're allowed to shake hands again, I can't wait to shake his hand again, because it's going to be great to be on his team once more.
He is Mike Keith, the voice of the Titans. Make sure you go check out, subscribe, rate, and review to the official Titans podcast, wherever it is that you get your podcast. Thanks, Mike. Take care, brother.
All right. Have a great day.
Absolute stud. Absolute stud. There's a lot to react to there, too, because there's some things about Jeff Schwartz during his time here in Tennessee when he was really, really at the peak of his defensive coordinating powers, a player that he had that very much lines up with a player that the Titans have now on the roster. We'll talk about that coming up next. I'm Buck Rising, and this is 104.5 The Zone. Man, Mike Keith sure knows how to calm the raging waters of Titans Twitter. Everybody feeling a lot better today after they heard the voice of the Titans kind of heap praise, deservedly so, on Jim Schwartz. Now, I had a couple people point out to me that I said Jeff Schwartz before I went to break. And I think that's about as bad a name swap as I could possibly do. Hello, by the way, Buck Rising here on 104.5 The Zone. We're with you till 1. A lot more show to do, a lot more Jim Schwartz to talk. 615-737-1045 is how you chime in on anything that you have to say. Questions, comments, thoughts, concerns about Jim Schwartz being added to the Tennessee Titans coaching staff as a senior defensive assistant. Now, outside of me screwing up Jim's name, which I promise I won't do anymore, there was something that Jimmy Morris of Broadway Sports pointed out to me via text during that Mike Keith interview. First and foremost is that Schwartz was doing analytics before analytics were cool. Now, this is something that's been kind of a criticism of Mike Vrabel and something that the Eagles have always done really well. Now, I know he hasn't been with the Eagles. He's been with the Eagles for 5 years. And he was their defensive coordinator from 2016 to 2020. But he's been doing stuff like this, stuff that kind of gives you a little bit of a competitive edge if you are the team that he's coaching, or at least taking some of that analytics advice and applying it to down and distance, applying it to blitz percentage on third down, things that you're kind of trying to hyper-focus to make sure that you can get, make sure that you can have the best possible advantage for that side of the ball. Now, that's been kind of a criticism of Mike Vrabel, and it's just basically on how you define analytics, right? The Titans don't have a dedicated analytics staff, like a football nerd that they've brought into the building to make sure that the numbers are right. Now, they have assistants on the coaching staff who are responsible for coming up with those percentages, basically the effectiveness of, I'm laughing because I just saw what Lucas put up on the call screener. Basically, hyper-focus the effectiveness of those play calls. That's something that Jim Schwartz is going to add. Now, also, he is intimately familiar with Carson Wentz, who is now the Colts starting quarterback. That's not the main reason why Jim Schwartz was brought in, but it's a piece of it. And also, as was pointed out to me by Jimmy Morris, when Schwartz was at the peak of his defensive powers, his star pupil, now they had a bunch of good players on those defenses, but his star pupil was Albert Haynesworth. The Titans' defensive star at this point, maybe it ends up being Bud Dupree, but at this point it's Jeffrey Simmons. How to bring interior pressure. Schwartz has been doing this for so long. He's always had a defensive tackle, understanding that he's not the defensive coordinator here. But he's always had a defensive tackle, whether it's Fletcher Cox, Albert Haynesworth. Buffalo's always had, I can't remember the it was Kyle something. I can't remember the Buffalo defensive tackle that was a stud there for like 10 it, Kyle Williams, maybe? I think I'm blanking on Kyle's last name. Maybe Lucas could fact check me. But the point stands is they've always had stud interior defensive linemen. That's something that the Titans now boast in Denico Autry and Jeffrey Simmons. I was right on Kyle Williams. 615-737-1045. Gator Mike has called in because he wants to roast me. Go ahead, Gator. What's up?
Buck, how you doing today, buddy?
I think I'm doing okay now. Well, talk to me at the end of your call, and we'll see how I'm feeling after you roast me.
Well, you know, like yesterday, you were great because you said, you know, if people want to critique you, have something to say, interact with you, you're more than willing to take constructive criticism.
I sure am.
However, this week has been much like the UT ball basketball team. You know, you were great the first 3 weeks of the show, but you even said it yourself yesterday about the Mike Vrabel press conference, how people kind of ho-hum through it, mm-hmm. and you felt like you should have been more attentive to that. And then today, instead of Jim Schwartz, we're getting Jeff Schwartz. We need you to focus, Buck. You got to be like, you know, you got to be ready. You got to be at the top of your game. So I'm just doing it as an outside observer on my couch or in my car, shall we say. But, you know, I'm just here to give you positive, uplifting, constructive criticism and encouragement to get you to step your game up just a little bit more this week. It's only Wednesday, Buck. You've got Thursday and Friday to finish strong and get back to the elite on-air talent that you are, my friend.
Ah, see, Gator Mike, you know, that's the good way. I wish Twitter was like that.
That was the kindest roast.
It was very, very kind.
So gentle.
But he's not wrong. Like, watch, what would Mike Vrabel say? Watch the tape and improve, dummy.
Talk about constructive criticism.
No, I feel very good. It's very rare that somebody tells me what a bad job I've been doing and I feel better about it afterwards. No, it's 100% so. We had a strong first couple of weeks. Maybe we had a down day yesterday. Kind of, well, and I think I collectively ripped myself and all of Titans media for just glossing over what is the biggest news of the week for the Tennessee Titans that Mike Vrabel alluded to, even if he didn't say Jim Schwartz, not Jeff Schwartz, brother of Mitch Schwartz, who Titans fans hate. Jim Schwartz being the defensive assistant, the senior defensive assistant. Gator Mike is totally right. Watch the tape and improve. I cannot rest on my laurels. We have had a very successful couple of weeks since the show started going in. I think we are now officially in our first month of the show. And so it's fine. I'm a short memory. You guys don't understand how short my attention span is. It's why I'm able to do a solo radio show, because my brain is all the hell over the place throughout the course of these 3 hours. So I appreciate that constructive criticism, Gator Mike. That made me feel that's the first time. On any platform, somebody's told me that I need to do better at my job. And I felt, you know what? He's right. I wish people would just, it doesn't hurt to be nice to people every once in a while. I feel like that's a successful formula. 615-737-1045 is how you constructively criticize me, if you so choose, or if you want to weigh in on the hiring of Jim Schwartz as a senior defensive assistant on the Tennessee Titans coaching staff. We have a lot more to talk about over the course of the rest of the show. We'll talk about Mike Vrabel, because you guys went from out on Mike to in on Mike real quick with one senior defensive assistant hire. I want to know how much you trust Mike Vrabel, because I feel like you've been testing him. Media been testing him. And all Mike has done is make the Tennessee Titans better, seemingly with this hire as well. We also have Mike Herndon of Broadway Sports. Mike Miracles will join us coming up in the next hour. Will Compton of Bussin' with the Boys does his weekly appearance in the noon hour as well. Much more show to do. We're just getting started. I'm Buck Rising, and this is 104.5 The Zone.